live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Beyond here at from Index, traveling over to the States all the way from Sweden to show off some of his braille embossing technologies. And what are you showing here today?
Today I'm showing the basic, which is the lower end embosser for tract effect paper and the Everest for cut sheet paper.
So when you say lower end embossers, this is more in the medium production line, right? You said 100 characters per second, 300 pages an hour, something like that. So
yeah, it's the lower end, but it's for schools, it's for blind organizations, and but also for production. It's the best price performance you can get on the market.
Okay, and how much is this unit?
It's the basis is $32.95, complete with braille editor and drivers.
Okay, is this, can you, interpoint, I guess they call it? Does
yes,
it print both sides?
They're all double-sided, the interpoint, and you
Can you do 11.5 or just strictly 8.5 by 11, or what's the size?
You can switch the size depending on your paper, but you can have maximum character per line is 42 characters per line.
Okay, so it'd be 8.5, I guess, right?
No, okay. 11 is the paper we're using here is 11 inch.
Okay.
11 by 11.5,
yes. And they got 42 characters. Very good.
Yeah.
So.
And you have also, it's a modern embosser, so you have like USB interface, and you can hook it up to a network and an IP address.
Oh, I think you have a network shared, so anyone in the office or
correct
in the institution at home, whatever, could share and send doc. Files to it.
Yeah.
Does it come with any software? Are you kind of using your own software to create your braille files?
It comes with software produced by Index Braille called WinBraille, and the driver for it for Windows XP or Windows 7 or whatever.
Right.
Or you can use Duxbury or Braille 2000 as well.
Is there anything in the Macintosh?
Yes, we have a program called iBraille, which is included also on the CD or can be downloaded for Mac.
Okay, is this the only unit you're showing here today? Do you offer
Index? No, this is the Everest. It's basically the same as the basic, but for cut sheet paper. So you have a sheet feeder, you can load with about 60 pages to pick up one by one. So the good thing is you can use standard, paper from your office supplier.
Oh, not non-tractor fed.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And because of the non-tractor fed, you also, when you have printed it out, it's ready to go. I mean, you can put it in an envelope or whatever. You don't need to do anything with the printed document.
Okay, well, what about any kind of graphics printing? Do either of these units do anything?
Yes, the printer has the best graphic on the market with the dot spacing of 0.5 millimeters. So you can make very high resolution graphics.
Oh, very good. So schools could use that to create pictures of things for their students, tactile.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
So today you can use programs like Paint, for example, and print directly through our driver.
And
we are working together with Duxbury and Braille 2000 to also make their graphic system compatible with the Index embossers.
So you're saying the Paint that's built into Windows?
Well, the Paint is a standard application in Windows. So if you use Paint, you can actually make a drawing and print this out to our driver instead of your Epson driver or whatever. And it will automatically transform it into the graphic dot image.
So how does that work? I mean, how many dots per inch, or how much can you get on one sheet of braille paper?
Well, it's a little bit complicated because the distance between the position of the dots can be defined within 0.5 millimeters. But the distance between two dots, the nearest dot needs to be 2 millimeters because otherwise you destroy the paper.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
And obviously it depends on the shape of the graphics itself. But I didn't know, does it show someone, this is going to use multiple pages, or so that you can break the image up in such a way that they see part of it on one page and part on another? Or how do you?
I mean, that's basically up to the software. It's not a printer issue.
Okay. Well, very good. So what is the website where folks can get more information and read about these great products?
It's www.indexbraille.com. And there you find everything about the program, prices, distributors, videos, and everything.
Oh, very good. Well, Bjorn, we thank you for taking the time to talk about some of the latest and greatest technology for Braille embossing. Live at CSUN 2010 for Saratok.com blog and podcast and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Off.